Who's more likely to band behavior? I'm John Stonestreet, and this is The Point. When I was growing up, teenagers rebelling and existentialist freedom in the face of oppressive adults was a familiar plot, and this meant movies like Footloose made the must-not-watch list, or more correctly, the don't-let-my-parents-find-out-I-watched-it list. As you'd expect, the recent remake of Footloose is more risque than the original, with shorter skirts and dirtier dancing, and the plot is more implausible. The idea that a pastor could successfully lead a town to ban dancing is even more ridiculous in the 21st century than it was in the 20th. In fact, as Megan Basham wrote recently in World, if we really want parallels to the Footloose storyline, we'll not find it among the religious. Those calling loudest for bans these days are those trying to save us from Happy Meals, SUVs, valedictorians, prayer at football games, and the wrong light bulbs. In fact, we're more likely to find school dances banned for reinforcing traditional gender roles than for violating moral boundaries. This is John Stonestreet. Tell me what you think about Footloose at thepointradio.org.